There's a famous Bir Halacha in Hilchas Shabbos Simin Shin Memdalard about a case of a soldier who is commanded that, let's say, at 3 p.m. on Shabbos, he has to do a certain malacha. He has to violate Shabbos biblically. That wasn't the commandment, but whatever he had to do involved a malacha and Shabbos. That's about doing his job. So the shaila is, since he has to do it at 3 p.m., does it make a difference? Could he do it at 11 a.m.? Or 7 a.m.? Or 1 p.m.? To the Chafetz Chaim writes, the Bir Halacha says, no, you got to wait to the last possible moment. And then you could do, you can't do it at 11 a.m., you got to wait to close to 2 p.m. until the time. So we see, you can't make cheshbono. So you can't say, well, I'm going to do it anyway, so I might as well do it earlier. We see that you can't machal Shabbos at the last possible moment. The kasha is, it seems to go against the Tosis in the beginning of Rabbi Elezer the Mila, that we don't pass like Rabbi Elezer, but the principle could be true, that we pass in Mila is Docha Shabbos, but just Mila, not the Makshire Mila. So according to Rabbi Elezer, you could even carry the knife on Shabbos. You could do a malacha de rais on Shabbos. To do, that's part of a Yom HaShemini, Yimo Basar Alasso. According to Rabbi Elezer's understanding, it's anything that I need to do to get the Mila done. So not just the actual Mila, but any of the preparations that I need for the Mila to be done. So Tosas over there asks, according on Rabbi Elezer, why does Rabbi Elezer say that you should just, why does Rabbi Elezer say to carry the sakin, the knife? It's a biblical prohibition. Carry the tinok. Let's assume the tinok is a chai shenosei etzatzmo, it's yom shmini, and therefore there's no biblical violation of carrying. You're going to have to carry the tinok back later and after the Mila, and that will be considered carrying, because after the Mila, you won't be able to walk. So let it be. Why don't we say that? That was Tosis' question. So Tosis' answer is, because since I'm going to do it anyway, so therefore, let me do it earlier. In other words, I'm going to machal Shabbos at 1 p.m., so I might as well machal Shabbos at 11. And machal Shabbos at 1, I might as well do it 2 hours earlier. So I'm explaining, maybe it's because either way you're going to be machal Shabbos d'oraisa, and the other way, and by, if you carry the tinuk, you get it's the rabbanan plus d'oraisa. So either way, so Tosis points out that since it's a two-way transportation, if I carry the child, there'll be an Issa Darabanan going, an Issa Daraisa coming back. So hence, that's why Rabbi Elezer says to carry the knife. But we see it. Tosis says a tremendous chiddush or non-chiddush. He says that it's no problem. If you know you're going to machal Shabbos anyway, there's no problem. You don't have to make cheshbonos. Just do it right away. So the Rashba disagrees with that Tosis. The Bir Halacha clearly were. The Rashba says, no, like, what do you mean? That's not a cheshbon. You can't say, well, you know what, I'm the Chal Shabbos anyway, let me do it three. So the Rashba will have to give a different answer to Tosis' question. But the Yisod, it's a fundamental machlokas, the Rashba and the Tosis, whether you can make cheshbonis. It could be totally in the famous machlokas, Ramban and Baal Hamor, regarding if you're ready. Before you do the bris, someone knocks over the hot water. And now, you know, if you do the bris, you're going to have to machal Shabbos by heating the hot water. The Ramban says, ain mitzvah l'shais. You don't make cheshbonis. Do the mitzvah now, and that's it. So that's Tosfos. Just do the mitzvah now, and don't worry about it. And the Rashba seems to go with the Baal Hamor that no. So either way, so it seems like the Bir Halacha is working with the Rashba. You don't make cheshbonis. However, we can answer, even according to Tosfos, there really is no machlokas, the Bir Halacha. But the Bir Halacha isn't really going against Tosis. It's two different scenarios. In the case of the Bir Halacha, it's only Pikuach Nefesh Atz, because that's when the soldier, that's when the general told him he had to do something. But up until 1 p.m. or whatever time it is, there's no Sakana whatsoever. It's only a Sakana at the moment, so there's no danger whatsoever. But over here by Mila, the Mitzvah Mila is here. Everyone, the question is whether I'm going to carry the tinok or I'm going to carry the knife. And everyone agrees we're not pushing off the Mila to the end of the day so we could try to do the Mitzitza or do the Mitzitza at night, or let's say the time you carry the child back, it will only be a one-way street. That we see that the Mitzvah Mila begins right away. So then, going to Rabbi Elazar, you do everything right away. It's even L'chatchila. You don't have to go ahead, and it's Hetzer Gomer, like Rabbi Elazar, like the halacha is you use a barzel. Why you need a barzel? Why not just take a piece of glass? You got to do a malacha deraisa to make a sock and show barzel. Al pi medrashim, we have reasons for the barzel. That with David and Goliath, that the stone was able to break through the barzel, and he promised them, "Don't worry, I'll use you for the mitzvah miwa." So, but besides that, what? So the Vilna Gaon explains what's pshat. The pshat is, you might argue, what do I need the barzel for? Just do it through glass. No, it's a mitzvah lechatchila to use the barzel. So if that's the way you're supposed to do the mitzvah, it doesn't make a difference. It's a deraisa, it's a drabban. There is no, it's a tetagummer. Rabbi Elazar says, not you don't need a shinoi carrying a knife. It could be because maybe it'll take longer, but even without that assumption, that because once it's tetagummer, you could just do the mila right away, no cheshbonos. So, by the case of the soldier, it's not pikuach nefesh, there's nothing to talk about, but by the case of the mila, the mitzvah mila is right away, and therefore that's how. So either way, you could say, it's clearly a machlokas tosis in the Rashba, whether we make cheshbonos or not. Tosis says, no, you could still carry now, even though you're going to violate Shabbos min HaTorah 2 hours earlier. Rashba says you can't. Through the first glance, the Bir Halacha seems to be going with the Rashba. However, we could explain that, no, the case of the soldier is different. There's no pikuach nefesh until then. But the case of Mila, Tetzer Gomer, as you see throughout the different Gemaras, you don't need a shinoi. We don't wait until Shkia. And we use Barza because whatever the mitzvah l'chatchila is, it's Heter Gomer, it's Kachol, perhaps Zai Kutra, and therefore it's not our question.